A handful of middle school teachers began training this week meant to improve co-teaching, a practice used by many schools in Utah with varying results. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Okay, so in my classroom, I used to say, eyes on me, 1, 2, I better not get to 3.
A classroom full of middle school teachers are gathered at the Utah State Board of Education offices in downtown Salt Lake City.
We will be doing a book study throughout the year with this book. If you already have it, take it anyways. Share it with your partner.
Most of the teachers have come in pairs, special ed and general ed. They teach at least one period together, like Cindy Scow and Melissa Rigby from American Fork Junior High.
Here we go. A station teaching, which we've kind of done something similar to that before.
Scow shuffles through some papers showing different co-teaching methods.
We're going to get better at all of these.
She teaches special ed and has taught together with general ed teachers for years. The hope is that exposing her students to a general ed classroom and curriculum fosters a better setting for growth. But it can be tricky. Scow says it's kind of like a marriage.
It's a marriage situation where you learn the strengths of each other and weaknesses for that matter, and you work through that.
And Becky Unker, one of the instructors, says the goal of this year-long training is to help these teachers work through some of that awkwardness and become an effective team.
We really get to see them develop that relationship, and they bond with us, we bond with them.
Along with 2 full days this week, this group will meet together 8 other times this year. And what makes this training unique is that it's content specific. These are all math teachers, and so all the trainings are math related.
It gives it a context, it gives it purpose, not just co-teaching for co-teaching.
The State Board is currently working on a study to show the effectiveness of these trainings and a plan to expand it to language arts in order to reach more teachers statewide. Lee Hale, KUER News.